This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The number of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state has dropped to the lowest point in a year. Here's CPR's health reporter John Daly.
Right now, 103 patients are hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's the lowest number the state has recorded since April of 2022. And it's way lower than during the biggest peaks of the pandemic, when more than 1,600 residents were hospitalized. The number has been dropping steadily since late November. However, Coloradans are still dying from COVID-19. Deaths are in the low double digits per week. That's a fraction of the deaths recorded in the Omicron wave more than a year ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, the mayor-elect says an effort to keep Space Command has taught his city lessons that can be applied to other issues. And while Yemi Mobilade says he intends to fight for it to stay in Colorado,
more importantly, is one of the issues that is making it harder for us to keep it here is around housing affordability. So we must address that so we don't lose other future opportunities.
Mobilade will be sworn in as the new mayor early next month. A new exhibit at the History Colorado Center in Denver delves into the most successful uprising of indigenous people against European colonization. Virgil Ortiz is the artist behind the work titled Revolt 1680 to 2180 Runners and Gliders.
I want people to acknowledge our history and what happened to our people and how we persevered and we're still here living and creating.
Tonight at the History Colorado Center, Ortiz will lead a discussion about the work, which uses indigenous futurism and science fiction to explore the topic. And a note that History Colorado is a financial supporter of CPR News, but has no editorial influence. On the Front Range, more rain is likely this afternoon and tonight. This is CPR News and KRCC.